This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The United Nations Security Council on Friday approved a toned-down bid to boost humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip and called for urgent steps to, quote, create the conditions for a sustainable cessation of hostilities. Amid global outrage over a rising Gaza death toll in 11 weeks of war by Israel and U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas and a worsening humanitarian crisis in the Palestinian enclave, the U.S. abstained to allow the 15-member council to adopt a resolution drafted by the United Arab Emirates. U.S. President Joe Biden's support for Israel's military campaign is making him isolated abroad and making some potential voters angry at home. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittakuswara has more.
A majority of Americans, particularly young voters, disapprove of Biden's handling of the war, according to a New York Times poll. The same poll shows that voters believe likely Republican nominee Donald Trump would do a better job of handling Gaza. Americans are split between those calling for a ceasefire and those who want Israel to win, even if more casualties mount, leaving Biden with political pressure from both sides. Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
Hundreds paid their respects on Friday to the victims of the Charles University shootings in Prague as an impromptu memorial grew in the street outside. Mourners placed wreaths of flowers and candles as a black flag fluttered overhead. A 24-year-old Czech student shot dead his father, then killed 14 people and wounded 25 others at his Prague University on Thursday before possibly killing himself, police said, marking the country's worst ever mass shooting. The government declared a day of mourning across the Central European country for Saturday to remember the victims. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, VOA.